President Trump is expected to issue a new executive order on immigration this week. It comes about a week after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay on a previous order that banned travelers from seven majority Muslim countries. The continuing uncertainty is causing a flurry of activity at resettlement agencies. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli visited one in New Jersey.
Church World Service, this is Megan.
At the young age of 27, Megan Johnson has a big job. She directs the Jersey City office of Church World Service, and she's one of just two full-time employees there. The rest of the staff is made up of part-time workers and volunteers. And lately, they've all been very busy.
I mean, for me, it seems like the confusion is more on our end. You know, we are mobilizing everybody, then stopping everybody, then, you know, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen moving forward.
The group resettled about two dozen people in 2 weeks after the stay was granted. Usually, it's closer to 15 a month. On this day, Johnson's meeting with the grassroots group Greater New York City Families for Syria.
Housing, we're thinking about doing something with the cost of transportation, employment. Mm-hmm. What else? What's another ask?
They formed in late December on Facebook and now have over 1,300 members. Member Doris King says the group's goal is to create a network of people who just want to help out.
We're a broadcaster. We want to be a force multiplier. And basically a gap filler.
And Johnson says it's help from the public, including putting pressure on elected officials, that will ultimately make the difference. Church World Service is currently working to find housing for its next family, scheduled to arrive from Afghanistan early next month. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.